Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader. Boris Johnson has announced Plan B measures in England will end next Thursday.
This morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire.
The announcement was made during PMQs today, which were dominated by calls for the Prime Minister to resign following the Partygate scandal. Tory MP David Davis was one of those calling for the PM to quit.
I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go.
And the misery for Boris Johnson continues as a YouGov poll has put the Tories 32 points behind Labour in London. It's the biggest gap in a YouGov survey of the capital since 2010. So what now for Boris Johnson? And what does this mean for the Conservative Party as a whole? The Evening Standard's political editor Nicholas Cecil joins me now. Nick, how significant are these poll results?
They all know, the Conservative MPs, that things are not good, but that this will give them a quite detailed insight into the electoral mountain that they're facing at the moment. It's important to remember that in London, Labour is normally always ahead. So while 32 points sounds very big, it is very big, but for example, last spring, Labour were 18 to 19 points ahead. But now the latest figures from the YouGov poll in the Standard today put the Conservatives on just 23% and Labour on 55%. YouGov number crunchers have worked out that this could mean that up to 8 Conservative MPs could lose their seats if there was a general election now, and the poll was basically reflective of the voting patterns.
Now, losing 8 MPs anywhere would be a blow, but how significant would it be to lose that many in the capital?
Yes, well, if they lost 8 MPs in the capital, they'd be left with just 13. Now, it's important to remember on this point that a number of these MPs who are in marginal seats in London are actually very good at fighting their seats. So even though the electoral maths looks very, very tricky for them, a number of them have survived for many years when they've really defied the political tide.
And obviously these polls are carried out fairly regularly. Have they been shown to be reliable predictors of the public feeling?
No, polls sometimes get things completely wrong. Sometimes they're spot on, so it varies. But what this poll tells you is that the Tories currently are in a bad place in London. 32 points, even if it's off by 6, 7, 8 points, it's still a huge Labour lead. We've got, in May, the local election coming up. And if Boris Johnson survives the coming days and coming weeks, that could be his most difficult moment, the local elections in May, because this will be voters giving their verdict. So it's no poll. This is the real verdict from voters. At the moment, voters are very angry over the Partygate scandal, the string of alleged parties in Downing Street, including one, bring your own booze one, in May 2020 when Britain was in lockdown.
Now, the Tories have actually lost one MP today. Christian Wakeford's defected to Labour. What do you make of that move?
What was interesting is that people would assume that a defection from the Conservatives to Labour would be very bad news for Mr Johnson. It can have the opposite effect because no one at Westminster really likes a defector. And Mr Wakeford may find that out soon. Certainly the Tories will be very angry and some of his Labour colleagues may be a bit suspicious as well. So some Conservatives who were basically very unhappy with the Prime Minister may rally around him now because of the defection. And certainly Boris Johnson had a pretty good Prime Minister's questions today. He was quite fluent. He didn't look anywhere near as crestfallen as yesterday. And it all seemed to be going pretty well for him until at the very end, David Davis, who's a senior Tory MP, made a dramatic intervention and basically told the Prime Minister it was time for him to go.
It's been reported today MPs are planning to submit votes of no confidence in the Prime Minister. With that and the Partygate scandal, is it now inevitable he'll resign or be voted out of power?
No, it's not inevitable at all. Certainly the Tory party is very bitterly split on this. So there are a number of MPs who have submitted letters of no confidence. The exact number who have, only one person knows, and that is Sir Graham Brady, who's chairman of the 1922 Committee of Backbench Tory MPs. Now, if anyone at Westminster, apart from him, tells you how many letters he has received, they're probably making it up, because only he knows it, and he's not going to tell anyone. He's got a very good track record of being extremely discreet. So some people suggest that as many as 30 letters have been submitted or possibly even more. For there to be a no confidence vote in Mr Johnson, there'd have to be 54 letters submitted to trigger it. Now, 54 is quite a high bar, given that out of 360 or so Tory MPs, 150 of those are on the government payroll. So are very unlikely to rebel at the moment.
Now, going back to this poll, how do you see the Conservatives bouncing back from this? How can they win back Londoners as well as people across the country?
Well, Boris Johnson is doing that as we speak. So they brought forward fast-tracked plans to ditch Plan B. So the working from home guidance was dramatically dropped as of today. Compulsory mask wearing is being scaled back and will go by next week. Vaccine passports in some venues will go next week as well. So Mr Johnson is fighting back, and he's certainly not giving up. He had a reasonably good Prime Minister's questions. Sir Keir Starmer failed to land any big punches. So it's far from game over.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.